The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family-owned and operated and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
State Representative David Hawk says he will seek re-election.
I will be running for re-election, so you heard that here. This is first. Don't know exactly who all's going to run for governor yet, but I'll be on the ballot with whomever is running for governor, and I hope she wins. So
I can't even imagine who he might have been talking about, but for some reason I remember what Jan used to say on Brady Bunch when she felt like her older sister was getting all the attention. Yeah, exactly. Greenville City Schools has their new principal for next school year.
I'm excited to be selected and honored to be selected as the new principal of Greenville High School.
Daisy Shepherd was announced earlier this week. She's been the assistant principal at Greenville High since 2022. The Greenville City Board of Education closing in on a balanced budget for next school year. The Greene County Board of Education will present a balanced budget to the full county commission. Director of Schools Dr. Chris Malone says that's a $2,500 raise for certified staff and a 40-cent an hour raise for classified staff. The raise also keeps the Greene County school system on path to reach the $50,000 so-called mandate for first-year teachers by the following school year, as required. Tuesday, the long agreement between the city and the county over operation of the Green Tech Center officially came to an end.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against, like sign. Motion carries.
It needs to be said here, it's an end of an era.
Yes.
Right here with the tech. It used to be just the shining jewel in vocational education, our joint effort here.
Greenville City Mayor Cal Doty and Jenny Kidwell, after the vote on Tuesday, which turns operations of the Green Tech Center to Greenville and the McNeese Building to Greene County. It was also on Tuesday we found out about 6 arrests for people accused of the abuse and neglect of a vulnerable adult who resided in a group home operation by Support Solutions in Greenville. And late Wednesday afternoon,
we, the jury, found the defendant LaVelle Jamal Scott guilty of first-degree felony murder.
29-year-old LaVelle Scott being found guilty on all 4 counts in the death of his just over month-long daughter, Sophia Flora Fields. The jury of 11 women and 1 man returned its verdict at around 5:05 Wednesday afternoon, less than 5 hours after deliberations began. Scott will not be eligible for parole until around age 75 as he receives a life sentence. Greene County EMA Director Heather Sipe says cleanup along the Nolichucky is coming to an end soon. She says Phillips and Jordan, contracted by TEMA to remove debris from the river, should be finished around the middle of this month. And Greene County Mayor Kevin Morrison says he hopes to be able to use some of the recently announced hurricane relief funds from the state for construction of an EMS station in the Camp Creek area in conjunction with the new Camp Creek Fire Hall. They're also looking at locating an ambulance somewhere in the vicinity of the Caney Branch Volunteer Fire Department. Tomorrow, the week ahead. For The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop, I'm Bobby Rader, Radio Greenville News.